Hey, what's up, Worship Drummer family? This month of March marks the 8th birthday for Worship Drummer. But first, let's roll the intro. Welcome to episode 26 of the Worship Drummer podcast. This is John Manna, your host. You are a part of a global group of Christian drummers who are continually striving to put the heart before beat. Why? Because we believe that worship is about the work of your hands and heart. Follow along online at worshipdrummer.com, or you can always hit me up on Instagram at worshipdrummer. Thanks for listening. Enjoy this episode. What up, everybody? It is March, and this is, as you already heard, the special birthday episode where I don't have a guest, actually. So I'm not used to that, to be honest, but I do have questions that you guys submitted from Instagram primarily. And so I'm going to do my best to walk through those and answer as best as I can. I've tried to arrange them in a logical order, but if it doesn't happen and it sounds all over the place, what can we do? It's the birthday. I can cry if I want to. Whatever. So just want to start off by saying that the fact that I've been doing this for 8 years is kind of mind-blowing, and I always wanted to, from the beginning, I always said, this is not a sprint, it's a marathon. And I knew that if Worship Drummer was gonna, you know, be of use to anybody, if it was gonna be a useful resource, it couldn't just be like a one-night stand, pardon the example, but it had to stand the test of time. Let me quickly share with you, before I jump into some questions, what I saw very early on. You know, whenever something new happens, like people take notice and they're inspired, which is really cool. And what I saw in the very beginning was like people were starting to come up with like their own Worship Drummer blog. And I was excited, actually. I didn't feel like, oh, watch out, there's competition coming. But I genuinely was happy and excited, because if my website at the beginning, early on, was like inspiring or encouraging those people to do their own, I was happy. But what I saw, and I was like, man, they're writing like 3 posts a week and they're just pumping stuff out. And I thought, this is crazy. Because I didn't have that pace, and I probably still don't to this day. But what I noticed was a lot of these guys would come up, you know, with their blog, their new website. They would go crazy publishing posts or videos, and then they disappeared after 3 or 6 months. And I, you know, you'd visit the page again, and the website was non-existent, or everything had just halted, and there was no fresh content. So with that, I just, you know, I'm reminding myself that we were always in it for the marathon, not the short sprint. So what that has caused me to do is just take things at my own pace. One of the questions I got was, how many people work at Worship Drummer and how big is the team? So that's a funny question, because there is no team. I do everything, because this has been something that I birthed, and this is kind of what it's been for 8 years. And so it's a lot of hustling and grinding. I had late nights, and when I mean late nights, I mean sometimes it was 3, 4 a.m. and my wife would come and she's like, why are you still up? And if she ever hears this, Priscilla, I love you. But I hope my impersonation is pretty on point. But she was like, why are you still up? Do you know what time it is? And I'm like, yeah, but I have to finish this. I remember that one of the first times I stayed up that late, besides launching the actual worshipdrummer.ca website, at the very beginning was .ca because I'm here in Canada. But the real first time was a mega giveaway that I was planning for the first Christmas of Worship Drummer. And I had to figure out how to get this whole giveaway system working before morning. because everyone knew that it was going live. And we had like thousands of people join, and I was like blown away by that. But I remember that was, I was up till 4 a.m. And so I literally went to bed and was up at 6:30 again. So 2.5 hours. But I'm not here to talk to you about that. I'm going to answer some more questions. So how big is the team? It's just me. I do the podcast. I do the show notes as much as I can. I upload to YouTube. I run Instagram and on. Whatever you see from Worship Drummer, the merch, the design, that's all me. And by the way, this is not my full-time job, disclaimer. So I apologize if some of you have sent in emails or DMs and you're like, he doesn't respond. Bottom line is I'm a full-time pastor here in the city of Toronto. I'm a lead pastor of a church called Weston Road Pentecostal Church. And so I'm busy on the 9 to 5, and to be honest, way beyond that with church stuff. I'm also a husband and a father of 3 young kids, and I love every part of that. And by the grace of God, He's given me this platform to steward, and my prayer is that I'm stewarding it to the best of my ability with the amount of time that I can devote to it. So that's the simple answer, not so simple, I guess, to that question. I'm going to move on. Someone's asking, how do I join Worship Drummer? And I get that question a lot, and I really don't know how to answer it because I'm not sure the intent of the question. Worship Drummer is not a club. I mean, except for the Worship Drummer Green Room, which if you visit worshipdrummer.pro, I'll talk about that later. But the Worship Drummer Green Room is like a monthly subscription for $7. And we gather once a month with a guest. We've recently had David Whitworth about a week. I think it was a week ago or 2 weeks by now. And where we just chat. And we allow you guys, the community, the family, to ask your questions. So we literally bring you in on a Zoom meeting. And you enable your video camera, your mic, and you talk straight with our guest worship drummers. So you could join that. But in terms of Worship Drummer as a platform, I mean, honestly, it's just there to equip, encourage, and inspire you. So if you want to be a part of it, just be a worship drummer in your local context. And I pray that we can be a resource as you serve your church and you serve the Lord in that context. So that's how I would answer that question. Someone's asking, best advice for someone who's been out of the worship drum game for a while, but back now. So I would say take it slowly. I mean, like anything, if you haven't exercised in a long time, you can't go out there and start doing suicide sprints, right? So you need to start slow, and maybe it's you're just attending rehearsals, you're listening. It depends how long you haven't done it. Like, are in-ears and playing to a click something that you never did before? I'm not sure. But I would just say maybe attend a rehearsal or two or three. Kind of get a feel for where the team is at. Then maybe you would start at a rehearsal playing and then start your first Sunday. I would have lots of conversations with the team. If you're not familiar with the band or the worship leader, you probably are if this has been your local church for a while. But in case it's not, and maybe it's a bit foreign to you, in the event that the ministry has matured and grown in the time that you haven't played, I would say have some chats with the band and say, hey, how's it going? How do you? And talk to the bass player especially and the worship leader. Get to know what the expectation is, because you want to show up prepared. You don't want to show up and everyone's looking at you or waiting for you to get it. If you need to learn to use Ableton, you know, these are all things that I would want to make sure that you know beforehand. And if it's not Ableton, maybe it's like whatever Prime app from Loop Community or the other one from Multitracks that they use off of a Mac or an iOS device. So that's just some simple advice. Check off, check worshipdrummer.com and scroll through all the posts that we have there. I just checked before I started recording this. There are like over 200 blog posts that I've written in the last 8 years. I haven't done so much lately, except for the show notes for the podcast, because the way I deliver content has shifted. I'll talk about that a bit later. But you can still go back there and find relevant content. And just to inspire you, check out Worship Drummer, our YouTube page. I was going to say Worship Drummer's YouTube page, but that's like kind of first person and third person, so it's kind of weird. But yeah, check out our YouTube page just for inspiration. Watch guys playing songs, just kind of build your inspiration before you maybe go to the rehearsals and throw yourself back in the mix. But that's super exciting. And Caleb, that's your name. I hope that you have a great experience as you return. Another question, Austin Davis, drummer for Cody Carnes, is on tour. Why not call him for a takeover? And so, great question. I could do it. I don't have his phone number per se, but we definitely text back and forth in the DMs. And I guess I shouldn't say texting. We chat back and forth in the DMs on Instagram. But yeah, I kind of just wait for good opportunities. Maybe I could reach out to him because I'm also always not aware of who's going out on tour, who's coming back in. So, good question. What's the best drum pad for worship music? So, that's a great question. And to answer that, I'm just going to give you like the top three, I'd say. And they're in order of like what I would say is number one. So Roland SPD-SX is the number one pad I recommend. In fact, we actually have a whole online course at worshipdrummer.pro where we talk about the Roland SPD-SX and Ableton. It's called Mastering Modern Worship Drumming. And we break all of that down. But there is a free series of videos on the Roland SPD-SX that we did release on our YouTube channel. So if you search it, youtube.com/worshipdrummer, then you could find, just search for the Roland SPD-SX, or I think if you go worshipdrummer.pro or worshipdrummerpro in the search, you'll find it. And in video number one, we actually break down the different pads. But by far, Roland SPD-SX is not only the most popular, but I would say also the most reliable in terms of what's being used nowadays. Secondly, the Yamaha DTX is a great pad. I don't know if the full name is DTX Multi-12, but the Yamaha DTX is another good one. Yamaha also makes great products, and I think we talked about that in that video I referenced just before. And also a newer pad on the market, which I've never played or tested, but Casey Cooper used it in a couple of his videos, Cooper Drummer, is the Alesis Strike Multipad. And I heard mixed reviews on it. You could check it out, Casey Cooper, check his video out. Looks pretty cool. You can actually assign different color LEDs, lights to each pad. So you know, okay, my snare is always going to be purple. My kick's always going to be blue or red. Like you can kind of differentiate from the different kits that you set up. So I think that's a cool, innovative thing. But I think Alesis is going in the right direction. Not sure they're quite there with their pad overall though, and I don't know if this is really a worthy mention or not because I've never used it. The Nord Drum 3P, I don't know if it's really a sampling pad or not, to be honest, but you can check that out as well. Let's get to a few other questions. Who was the first guest drummer? So by that, I don't know if it means like interview or podcast host guest. So way back, I had to actually fish for this on the website. Matthew Reed was my very first Skype interview way back, I think in 2012, if I'm not mistaken. And at the time, he was based in Florida, I believe, and released his own EP, but he was also a drummer. And so we chatted. I remember being so nervous, had no idea what I was doing, number one, with technology, but also in, like, to interview. And so that was a very humbling experience. Matt was super gracious about it all. And if you go back, I don't even know where the actual YouTube video is. I don't even think it was on the Worship Drummer YouTube channel. I think it was on my personal John Manna YouTube channel, which you won't find much drum content there, just a couple of things very early on. Or it might have been a Vimeo account. I have no idea. If I do find it, I'll try to link to that in the show notes. But let me talk about early on how that all started, because like today I'm like, you see my interviews on the podcast with you know, David Whitworth, Simon Kobler, and the likes of them. But in the very beginning, like, you can't really make those connections without building a reputation. So here's what I want to say, because I hope you're also inspired by my story, because it started from zero, from scratch. I was living in my basement apartment in Burlington, Ontario. I was pretty, like, I don't want to say a newlywed, but we were in 2011, about 2 years into our marriage. And here I was, you know, I woke up one morning, this was November of 2010, and God just put that phrase, worship drummer, in my spirit, in my dream, in my mind, like, call it whatever you want. I just woke up and I'm like, worship drummer. And the question is, I had in my mind is, God, what is that? Like we talked about being a drummer in church, but back then, about 8-9 years ago, this wasn't something that is what it is today. So I just remember being a little confused with God, saying, Lord, what is this supposed to be? And really bringing it before Him. And so what happened is, I had just started my own personal WordPress self-hosted blog on johnmanna.com. And what that was it was a bit like, you know, I was blogging about life, but mostly about worship stuff, because at the time I was transitioning into a worship leader and young adult pastor role. And so I was really getting into it and making some good connections. I hosted concerts before. So I just started really blogging on worship at johnmanna.com. And the idea, I said, God, I have to start with something. And the only thing I felt God tell me to do was to write a blog post. And so being a pastor, I get my Mondays off, and my wife would go to work. We had no kids at the time. So I started building the worshipdrummer.ca blog. And on Mondays, I would literally spend all day. I'd say bye to my wife like 7:30 in the morning. Then I'd get a coffee and sit there all day to write one post. And I said, if I could just encourage, you know, something, someone, somewhere, then it's worth it. And I'm trying to steward what I felt God dropped in my spirit, even though it wasn't clearly defined. And so I would just start writing a post. At the same time, there's a guy named John Saddington, and he had this thing called Tent Blogger, a website where he was teaching people how to blog with WordPress. And that was really where I was gaining my inspiration from for johnmanna.com and for worshipdrummer.ca. He started this thing, which today is called Church Mag, and then he sold it off to another guy, Eric Dye. But he was writing posts, and so I kind of was getting the feel for what he was doing with Church Mag. And then I started just writing some shorter posts, you know, hey, check out this new app that came out, or here are some ideas of how you can use this new app. iOS wasn't what it is today. So everything was pretty much like grassroots. It was doing the hard work when no one else was, and no one else knew what Worship Drummer was. So literally, this is what I was doing. I remember when I had to launch worshipdrummer.ca. By the way, the reason why I didn't start with .com is someone actually owned it. And when I emailed them, you know, I have zero budget for this. I'm in full-time ministry. It's just my wife and I in a basement apartment. He wanted $500. And for someone living in Canada, the US dollar is always, you know, worth more. So I was like, $500. My wife said I didn't even have enough money to buy like a WordPress theme, let alone the .com. So .ca it was for about $15. And I remember, excuse me, she said, I'm like, babe, I need to buy a WordPress theme to launch this website. And she's like, you can't do it unless you earn money. So here's where the innovative entrepreneurial side of me kicked in, which I didn't even know I had. I used johnmanna.com. I signed up for an affiliate program that I don't even think exists today. And I just started, I think it was actually maybe Bluehost, so it does exist. But I sold like one Bluehost hosting package with an affiliate link to a friend. No, it was Dreamhost. And basically, it gave me $60. And I was like, this is insane. So with the $60, I was able to buy a $50 WordPress theme. For those of you, by the way, who understand what I'm saying, you're probably liking this. For those of you who are like, stick to drums, just hang on a second. It gets good. I bought the theme. Then I launched worshipdrummer.ca. And basically, I thought it was going to be a local thing here in Ontario with drummers. So I started writing these posts, like I said. And what I realized is, like, the traction I was gaining was not even local. I was meeting some drummers here, trying to talk to them about it. And they're like, that's cool. They liked the idea, but maybe just felt like whatever. But here's when everything changed. I'll never forget. I actually have a screenshot of it. It was about December 16th, that's the date. So I launched March 9th, 2011, and we fast forward to December, where I got an email from Jared Henderson. Now, at the time, Jared was at New Life Church in Colorado playing for Desperation Band, and I knew of him, never heard or connected with him before. But when I got this email, I thought, man, like, a friend of mine must be playing a sick joke, because how in the world did Jared Henderson like find my blog? And he basically sent the email via the contact form on the website. So here's what he said. Hey, John, my name's Jared Henderson. I'm a fellow worship drummer. I play for Desperation Band and New Life Worship, and just stumbled upon your blog a few days ago. Just wanted to connect and say great job on the blog. I think it's awesome that you're pulling together all these resources and building connections between musicians all over the world. Hold on, let me stop there for a second. He said all over the world. This was not even like a year into it, probably 9 months, and he's already saying that it's connecting musicians all over the world. I was like, what? He said, it's a great tool for drummers, and I especially appreciate your efforts to communicate having a pure heart as a worship drummer while also growing in skill. If there is ever any way I can help, please let me know. So here's the cool and crazy part. I was like, is this real? I can't believe that like this is being read by other people. Again, I thought the .ca, like, my limited understanding and scope and vision was just here locally in Ontario. Now people from Colorado, who are playing for prominent worship bands and ministries are finding this blog. And my mind was literally blown. So at the same time, I had a connection at Integrity Music, not because of Worship Drummer, but because of johnmanna.com. Remember, I said I was doing a lot of blogging for that in the worship sphere of stuff. And so I reached out to that contact at Integrity Music, and I basically let her know that, hey, I started this other blog called Worship Drummer, and would, you know, if there is any kind of way you can connect me with drummers of the bands that are signed to Integrity, or I forget how I labeled it or said it all, but basically that led to me connecting with Mike Weber from Planet Shakers. And I was super nervous. By the way, I did the interview with Jared Henderson. I can't remember if I just said that or not. So he was, besides Matthew Reed, Jared was second, and then Mike Weber was third. That was my first like super global or across seas and waters interview that I ever did. And the time difference, Australia to here, you know, I forget what time it was for me. It was like 7 p.m. Here was like 10 a.m. the next day for Mike at Planet Shakers in Melbourne. So I was so nervous. I told my wife, I'm like, mute the phones. You know, I don't want to have a phone call ringing at the house while I'm trying to do this, because it's Mike Weber. So I was super nervous and super excited all at the same time. And you know what? God has just been so good as I've been faithful to do what He's put in front of me to do with Worship Drummer. So I say all of that spun off of this question that I got, basically, who was the first guest drummer? So it was Matthew Reed, then it was Jared Henderson with a series of video interviews, and Mike Weber. So thank you to those guys in the very early stages of Worship Drummer. That it was super fun. So let's get to some other questions so I don't start rambling. All right, next one. We'd like you to post the content from Joel Osteen, Night of Hope drummer. Thanks, Peyton, and I'm sorry to keep everyone waiting. As you heard me say already, like, this isn't my full-time job. So I do have lots of video content waiting in the queue. We still have videos from Luke Anderson when Elevation came through in October 2018. I still have some videos from there that we haven't published yet. So once those are out, and by the way, for that, I know I said I'd do everything alone. I did have one of our Worship Drummer family members step up. His name is Brant Anderson, and he helped edit all of those videos that you see on YouTube with a three angle shot. So how that works, by the way, is I bring all my cameras. I'm using GoPros and a Zoom Q8. So two GoPros and a Zoom Q8 camera. And I set them all around the kit and basically capture all of that stuff. And I partner with Front of House Audio. And long story short, usually they're able nowadays to give me a custom mix, whether they do it, you know, through a matrix mode or world right then and there, or in post, they'll just basically mix everything in and put the drums a little hotter in the mix, so they'll sit on top of everything else, and then I'll sync that up with the video in post-production, or for the Elevation stuff, Brant did it all. And that's how we're getting the quality that we do. It's super helpful when they can give great audio for the good angles that we get as well, so it makes it worth it. So yes, I have the three camera set up as well for Jonathan Kamey. They did about three or four songs that night for Night of Hope. It wasn't a worship service necessarily, so The songs are kind of interspersed throughout the night, but we will get to that. We will post them. I'm pretty sure I also did a gear rundown of Jonathan's kit that they use to travel, so we'll get that eventually on YouTube. Another question, where do you get your hair done? Wah, wah, wah. For those of you who don't know, I'm bald. So this is a tongue-in-cheek question. I do it myself, bro. I've been shaving my head since my first year in Bible college. So that was 2001. So that's like 18 straight years of not paying for a haircut. It's been awesome. Not a question, but love listening to the podcasts. So please do more. Yes, sir. And like I said, we're in it for the marathon, not the sprint. The challenge for me is like setting up the interviews is one thing. Then editing it is another thing. Writing show notes is another thing. Hey, listen, I'll put this out there. If you guys know of a better system or way, or if you're listening to this and you want to get involved, let me know, because I do understand many hands make work light. Ooh, you can tweet that. But the reality is, it's also hard sometimes to get the schedules down. I'm busy at church, you know, doing what I have to do. A lot of musicians are touring, you know, got rehearsals, are on the road. So to link up schedules, it does get hard. What I try to do is do once a month. And even sometimes that becomes much for me. But that's the beauty of the marathon. Listen, if it was a sprint, we'd hammer out like 16 of them, publish them all, and then be good. But the marathon for me is, listen, when life gets busy, I have to slow it down. When life affords more time, and sometimes, you know, it does. Ministry slows down in the summers, you know, after Christmas sometimes. So I do have some pockets where I'll batch some of this stuff. But oftentimes it does come down to schedule and when people are available. I'll send out a bunch of emails to, you know, people I think would make great guests. We'll email back and forth, and then it kind of just falls off, and I just got to play the waiting game sometimes. So you know what? Patience is a virtue, and I know that's maybe not something that everyone wants to hear, because you want to hear more podcast episodes, and I get it, but listen, that's what happens. I'm just giving you an honest behind-the-scenes answer, because I have nothing to hide. The Worship Drummer platform exists for the Worship Drummer family. Another question, performance versus worship. How to focus on worshiping while focused on appearance and parts? Great question from Ruben. And here's what I'm going to say to that. The big part, I think, of the answer is preparation. You have to be so well prepared that you can't get it wrong. And I know they say practice till you get it right. I love this other take on it, where it says practice till you can't get it wrong. And basically, I would say for the performance side, the better prepared you are, and like you know your stuff inside out, it frees you to worship. If let's just say, okay, step away from drums, because we don't necessarily read notation, but if I'm playing piano, right? Learn the Nashville number system. If you don't know what it is, Google it. By the way, I also play piano. I've led from piano and acoustic guitar. I've played bass as well in different bands and different contexts. So I'm a pretty well-rounded musician. But when I play piano, the progression for me is very easy to memorize. And especially if I'm not singing the lyrics, that's a whole other story for me to memorize. Thank God for the confidence monitor that we can count on. But for the music side of things, I can learn and memorize it pretty easily because of the progressions and using the Nashville number system. So that frees me to worship. My head is not stuck in a music stand. So for drumming, obviously we're not necessarily sticking our heads at a music stand, but if you don't know what's coming next in the song, you're not well prepared, you're battling with the click, and all this kind of stuff, like you're gonna have a hard time if you don't prepare all of that stuff beforehand. So come prepared, practice before. And if you do a rehearsal or a sound check, like it's not the time to try to flesh out this stuff. You should know your stuff. It'll free you to worship. And you know what? And it'll allow you to connect with the room and the people especially. And by the way, when we say the room, we're obviously talking about the people and what God is doing in the room. So, you know, obviously you can't totally mentally check out on what you're playing and what you're doing, what's coming up next. But you have to be aware. So number one, preparation. Number two is you still need to have the mental capacity to be able to follow and to flow. And so that's how I would say you can still focus on appearance and parts, but you can't do that well if you're not prepared. So I still come down to the one thing: prepare, and it'll free you to play. One more thing I'll add is something that I preach at my church and I always share with our teams is we value God's presence over production. So at the end of the day, you know, you can get everything right but lack the anointing, if you know what I mean. You could play every note on point, but that's just your gifting. There's no anointing in that. And I heard Christine Kane say this amazing quote that your gifting can fill a room, but it's your anointing that breaks the yoke and breaks the chains of bondage and sets people free and creates that environment and that atmosphere of breakthrough. So what I want to say is value God's presence and the purity of your heart before the Lord. So as when I say preparation, yes, it's knowing your stuff and it'll free you to worship, but never overlook the preparation of your heart, because oftentimes that's what will enhance God's anointing on you. It just has a special way of calling down God's presence in a service. So it's a huge thing that we want to stress here at Worship Drummer. So, next question. Need another Brendan Tan vlog. Guess what? Next Saturday, the 30th of March, I'm going to be hanging out with Brendan. Young and Free are in town. And, you know, that's the beauty of the marathon of Worship Drummer. It's allowed this platform to grow in its reputation. And in 2016, Young and Free came. And here's something I want you guys to hear and learn from. So I remember I reached out to Brendan. I was like, hey man, you guys are in town. I had already done like a podcast with him back in the month of March of 2016. If you look for it, you could find it. It's also on YouTube because it was like a live kind of thing that we did online. So I said, hey, you guys are coming, you want to meet up, would I be able to like film or get some video of you playing some of the songs? And he said, let me check with my guys and I'll get back to you. So I guess like whoever would be responsible for making that decision. And I'll never forget how he responded. He said, hey, you know, I shared with them about Worship Drummer, they checked out your site and they like what you're all about. Why is that important? I'm stressing that because it tells me that what you stand for matters a lot. And so by them checking out the website on there, I'm pretty sure back then I already had our mission statement up on the website, which is Worship Drummer is a digital resource that equips, encourages, and inspires local church drummers globally. And so it tells me that it's important because people will look at those things before they make any kind of decision. And so, long story short, we were able to do it then and it created these opportunities. Also, I have to say the podcast created opportunities as well because you build a reputation for your name and your brand. So I want to say that Worship Drummer is not a personal brand of mine. It's not a personal platform. Like I said, God gave me the word or the phrase Worship Drummer. And what I truly and honestly feel my role is in all of this is, as I look back now through the last 8 years, God has entrusted to me a platform called Worship Drummer, and I'm supposed to steward this platform so that it is a blessing to you, the kingdom of God, to local church drummers. And the minute I take my eyes off of that and I try to make it about me, that's the minute I fail God. Not you necessarily, although I would say I failed the community, the Worship Drummer family, but I fail me and God, because this is my mission that God has given me. So I hope I articulated that properly, but long story short, the reputation that Worship Drummer has today is a result of my being faithful, or my faithfulness, I should say, to what God has entrusted to me. And I'm almost certain that the more I stay faithful to the true calling of this platform and I steward it well, the wider the doors of opportunity God will open in front of me. So, need another Brendan Tan vlog? That was the original question. The answer is yes, yes, and yes. I'll do whatever I can next Saturday as we hang out backstage. I'm going to set up cameras, and hopefully we can partner and give you some great content as well. So another question from Brad: what inspired you to start Worship Drummer? I already shared that way back in the beginning. So if you missed it, head back to the beginning of this episode. You can catch that. When we worship with drum, we must worship with heart? Yes. It's your heart and your hands, by the way. You can't be all heart or all anointing and have no skill. You can't be all skill and have zero anointing. I say it has to be heart and hands. And let me just turn in my Bible real quick. I'm going to get there. Psalm 78. In our birthday episode, I think it's fitting that we crack open the scriptures. Didn't plan for this, but to answer that question, Psalm 78, and I'll start at verse 70. He chose his servant David, calling him from the sheep pens. He took David from tending the ewes and lambs and made him the shepherd of Jacob's descendants, God's own people, Israel. And here it is, Psalm 78, verse 72. He cared for them with a true heart and led them with skillful hands. And it's about the heart and the hands. And that's why we can't just isolate and have one. You know, it's gifting and anointing. It's heart and hands. So yes, we must worship also with our heart. Next question. What is your favorite drumstick? This is the first time I think I ever have to publicly answer this question. So call me old school, perhaps, or not. Way back in the day, I loved Carter Beauford, and I played his signature sticks from ProMark, which were the 5AB with the wood tip. He no longer has his sticks with ProMark, but thankfully, ProMark still offers the 5AB stick without his signature on it. And so that's the stick I literally have been playing since like 2000. So that's my favorite drumstick. I used to play Vic Firths in high school. I played percussion in high school. And I shredded through them so fast, they would always crack and break. I used these ProMarks and have had zero issues with them. They last a super long time. They're very durable. Love them. So shout out to ProMark and to Evans. Been using those two companies forever. Here's a question in Spanish. Now, I am Italian, so I'm going to try my best because it's kind of similar. But, ¿cuándo habrá una Cuente en español para los seguidores latinos. Amigos, I'm sorry. I just don't know how to get stuff in Spanish, and I didn't understand a few of those words in there. Cuando habrá una cuenta, I don't know what cuenta means, en español para los seguidores, so the Latin community could follow, I guess. Hey, I've had tons of people from Brazil. Shout out to Brazil! Whoop! You know, asking for Portuguese and some Spanish, and I just don't know how, to be honest. Especially for the YouTube stuff and the interviews, like, I don't know how to turn that stuff into Spanish. So, if you know how, please let me know. Or if you want to translate stuff or you know how to do it, let me know. It's going to be good. And, you know, for me, the sky's the limit with what we do with Worship Drummer. Just want to end this episode. I have no idea how long it's been. Is there a way to check? Let's see. 45 minutes. Not bad. Let me end this episode with just sharing kind of where we're at. I'm surprised no one asked anything about worshipdrumsamples.com. It's not buried. It's not dead. It's just a seed that's been planted in the ground. Come on. Can I get a witness? So here's where Worship Drummer's at today. Here's where we're headed tomorrow. Long story short, in the beginning, it was all blog posts. Then we started the podcast. Then I ventured out into YouTube stuff with video content. And by the way, none of these were like intentional per se. I just said, hey, no, this doesn't exist. Why not create it and go for it? So I remember for the podcast, I simply took out my Things, my to-do app. I used the app called Things, and I just literally wrote as many names as I could. And then one by one, just started inviting them and asking them to be a part of it. And so here we are, episode 26. Yeah, it's taken a bit of time and I've been a little slow in the process, but it's been well worth it. The feedback I get from you is do more episodes. So we're not killing anything off with the podcast. Audio is an important part. Many of you commute, travel, work out, listen to this, doing whatever you do. So we do the podcast. YouTube was an experiment because I knew I had to do something there, but you know, as a full-time lead pastor, I'm not necessarily playing drums every week. But again, it's not about me. In the beginning, I tried to do a few covers, quickly realized that I don't have all the time in the world to do it, but I opened it up to the community and had you guys helping. So still something I love to do. It's just time is limited. And so I'm just being a little more selective nowadays with the content and trying to provide the most value with what we're offering. So with that being said, YouTube is very much a real thing. Guys, we have, let me just quickly check because I don't check this all the time. Again, to me, it's not necessarily about the metrics and how fast we're growing, but up to date, we are at 35,498 subscribers on YouTube, which is just fascinating. This podcast has 54,087 downloads at the time of this recording on March 22nd, 2019, which is fascinating for just 25 existing episodes. Instagram, we're at, let me see this. This is, I use Instagram the most, by the way, if you want to reach out. 57.2K followers on Instagram, and that's an account we started in 2015. So it's been super cool to just see it grow, to do Instagram takeovers. As that platform has grown and evolved, it's allowed us to interact with the Worship Drummer family even more. So that's obviously something that we're always going to be doing. So we got the podcast, we have YouTube, we have Instagram. Then there is worshipdrummer.pro. So back in 2017, in November, I launched worshipdrummer.pro with our very first online drum course called Mastering Modern Worship Drumming. And it's been super cool. We have about 82 subscribers or people that have purchased the course and have gone through it. And again, it's just about equipping, right? Worship Drummer is a digital resource that equips, encourages, and inspires. So the worshipdrummer.pro platform literally is something I dreamed up to be able to fulfill that part of our mission of equipping you to do what God has called you to do as a worship drummer. And obviously you have to buy the course. We have a lot of free and available content on YouTube, which will always be free. But we go more in depth, and I hired a camera guy to actually professionally shoot it. I had my good buddy Dan Perna, who is an Ableton whiz, actually is the instructor for the course, where we dive into Ableton and the Roland SPD-SX especially. So that stuff is more focused. And then also on the .pro platform, I recently in January launched the Worship Drummer Green Room. And the vision behind that is, like I said earlier, where we do these online hangouts, and I get to hang out in a lot of green rooms, have great conversations, but you guys don't get to do it. So it's just my way of having a once a month gathering where we invite a guest who basically you guys want to chat with, and I'll allow you guys to enable video and audio and ask your questions directly. It's $7 a month. And the reason why I charge is because I pay for Zoom hosting to host the webinar, and as well to host the web platform for that. So very small cost. It's like two decent coffees a month, but you get to have access. And also you get the access to the backlog in the archive. So from January, you pay this month, let's say, you'll have all of the videos back from January, as well as some other bonus stuff that I've thrown in there. So check it out. It's all available at worshipdrummer.pro. And then the last thing I want to talk about, and then we're going to end this episode, I promise, is worshipdrumsamples.com. This is something that I've launched a landing page probably about a year ago or so. And this summer, I plan to flesh out a lot of the back end of it. And I've been having tons of conversations because it's not something easy. So in a nutshell, let me explain what worshipdrumsamples.com is. If you play at your church with multi-tracks, you'll kind of understand the concept. But basically, worshipdrumsamples.com is going to be like the multitracks.com or loopcommunity.com website for worship drummers to go and get the actual drum samples that you will find on the records. So for example, you listen to the new Bethel album that just came out a couple of weeks ago, and you're like, oh, I want those samples. Well, you would go to worshipdrumsamples.com, and you could search by album, by artist, however we'll work all that stuff out. And then you can buy the sounds from that album, the samples, and then you can load them into your SPD-SX and use the original sounds on your playing on a Sunday in your worship context of your church. So I think, you know, a lot of us probably, you know, you take the multi-track, the percussion loop or the whatever loop it's labeled, and you have to splice it, try to make sure that you get a clean splice of it and whatever else you want to do to it. It'll save you time. It's just basically paying for convenience, but also the quality of the sample is going to be original. Just like those stems from multitracks.com are the original ones from the producers, that's what we're going after with worshipdrumsamples.com. So I'm super excited about it. It's not something that, you know, oh, it's just a landing page and the dream is dead. Nope, it's a seed that's been buried in the ground, and I'm excited for it to start to grow, to bud, to bloom, whatever analogy that goes with the seed in the ground. So keep your eyes peeled. We're looking for the end of 2019 to release that and to launch it. It's going to be super exciting. As we close this birthday episode, I just want to say a huge thank you to you, the Worship Drummer family. Guys, girls, people all over the world are literally messaging me, listening in, commenting on videos on YouTube. I feel so humbled and blessed that I get to serve you guys in this capacity. I wish I could do so much more, but in this season of life, this is the way that I'm able to serve you guys. I hope that you do feel equipped, encouraged, and inspired, because if I'm not getting those three things done, then I'm failing you guys. I just want to say a huge thank you, because even your thoughtfulness to send me messages, I get some emails where you're just thanking me for doing what I do, and I'm like, man, I didn't even know that people care that much, but it's evident by the way you let me know. So thank you so much for the Worship Drummer family, for your support, for your love. I really pray that I can serve you well and provide value, so that as you serve the Lord and your church and your worship team, you can bring your best. And so I want to end by saying what I always say. It's important that we always put the heart before beat. It's so much more than a cliche thing. It's literally the mission and the heart behind why I do what I do here. So listen, grab a t-shirt, grab a mug. No, I'm just kidding. We have those things available, by the way, but they're just there as reminders, honestly. So I'm not going to really push for that stuff. But thanks for tuning in. This is episode 26 of the Worship Drummer podcast, and I pray that this has been helpful for you. Go and be a blessing to your team this Sunday. And you know what? I'm going to end with a quick word of prayer. It's very unusual, I know, for a podcast to end in prayer, perhaps, but I don't care. It's my podcast, and I'm going to do it because I think prayer is that important, and I want to pray a blessing over you. So, Father, I thank you for every single person that will listen to this, and as we release this, even on a Friday before the weekend, if people hear this, Lord, before they serve this weekend, I pray that you would bring to the forefront of our heart and of our mind the why we do what we do. God, we want to lift up the name of Jesus above any other name. And Father, we're in this not so we become famous, but so that your son Jesus is the famous one. And Father, I pray that you would just equip every single person as we head into our weekend, especially if we're serving. God, that, Lord, as we bring our natural preparation, our gifts, and our skills and talents, Lord, you would bring the super to that so we can see the supernatural happen, Lord, that we would see lives changed and transformed from the inside out. God, I pray that you would even take our worship, Lord, to the next level in a personal way. God, because we can't do publicly what we have not done privately. So, Lord, I pray that you would just help us in our private time to have, Lord, a space in our calendar every single day where we can worship and just get our heart aligned with yours. Father, I pray a blessing over every drummer and every individual, Lord, every person who will listen to this, Lord, that we would experience your presence in a fresh and a new way. God, I pray for new encounters with you. And Father, even if anyone feels like they've hit a dead wall in their drumming, Lord, they've plateaued, God, I pray for new inspiration even now, a new oil of your anointing to flow and to, Lord, just help us move past these barriers, Lord, into the freedom that you've called us to. I thank you, Lord, that our worship makes a difference. And God, I pray that you would use us, not because of who we are, but in spite of who we are, Lord, to move your mission forward. So God, we love you, we thank you, and we ask you all this in Jesus' name. Amen.